All week on 981-2NM on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, we're talking about how every second counts, the importance of having easy access to a defibrillator in the case of a heart attack. And I thought I would start with a little background information just to remind us all about, well, sadly, how unhealthy we are around the Hunter Valley. Joining us to help me out with this morning is Deb Moore, Heart Foundation's Newcastle-based Senior Heart Health Coordinator. Deb, how are you doing this morning?
Really well, thanks. How are you doing, Andrew?
I'm feeling pretty good, but I'm also feeling a little embarrassed for our health statistics around the Hunter aren't exactly glowing at the moment.
No, look, I think it's not glowing, but you're in a position where a lot of areas or regions around the country don't glow in these statistics. Heart disease continues to be the number one cause of premature death across the country, so the Hunter Valley is 15th out of 28 in the New South Wales region for heart attack hospitalisations and roughly equal 10th for deaths from coronary heart disease, which is above state average.
Yep.
But there are things that are happening in regional and remote parts of the country that seem to be a little bit different from the urban centres that seem to, you know, be pulling these statistics through.
And obesity seems to count for a lot of the reasoning behind this.
Yeah, so in this region, about 42% of adults are obese.
Yep.
So your body really is going to be struggling through a range of difficulties. Heart health is one of them, but also there's some other difficulties that come across from being overweight or carrying those extra kilos.
I'm speaking with Deb Moore about our Every Second Counts. We're talking about this week about heart health. And Deb, we're just talking about the fact that heart disease is up in this region, also elevated blood pressure. What are the warning signals when there's a problem? What sort of stuff should we be keeping an eye out for?
So the warning signs for a heart attack are really quite varied and they're different for each heart attack. So even if someone has previously had a heart attack, a subsequent event might be different. So it's really important to understand that. The other thing is that it can come in sort of lots of different scenarios. It can be progressive and slow or it could be quite sudden. But generally speaking, you're looking at chest discomfort. It's not one of those Hollywood events where you just collapse to the floor.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more subtle, and things like aching or pain down one side of your body or the other into your arm. Could be pain in the jaw. Also feeling nauseous, feeling dizzy, feeling clammy and sweaty and out of breath. So if you notice any of those signs, you really should consider that as a medical emergency. Stop what you're doing. If you've got someone with you, tell them exactly how you're feeling, and then within a 10-minute period of time, call an ambulance.
All right. Yep. That is excellent advice. And, we are talking about the importance of defibrillators this week. That's part of our Every Second Counts. Deb, thank you very much for sort of painting the picture as to our health and what the warning signs are today. And hopefully we'll be able to get something done about it. I think it really is a societal issue, isn't it?
It is a societal issue, from the individual choices that we make through to councils putting footpaths in so that we can walk to our various destinations, through to having trees planted so that they're nice walks, through to shopping lists being a helpful, healthy focus on good fresh fruit and vegetables. But just in relation to your defib, congratulations, guys, for putting one in, because time is muscle. If you waste too much time thinking about what you're going to do with this person who's having symptoms, you could actually be spoiling their chances of survival. So acting quickly with warning signs is a really important step.
Well, that's why we've been saying this week, every second counts. Deb Moore from the Heart Foundation, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Andrew.